John Meyer, the inventor of the supermarket price scanner, has died. He was 78 years old. Meyer was a refugee from Nazi Germany. He had an engineering degree from Hebrew Technical College in British-governed Palestine when he arrived in the United States in 1947. After working in the chemistry department at the University of Southern California, Meyer took a job as an experimental physicist. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Meyer helped to develop the scanner while working at Hughes Research Laboratories in Malibu, California, a central research arm for what was then the Hughes Aircraft Company. Spokesman Dave Weeks says the scanner was a spin-off from the first laser, which was demonstrated at the laboratory in 1960.
John Meyer was in the same department and immediately saw the value of the laser, even though a lot of other people didn't see it. Everyone at that time started looking for different applications of the laser because they weren't really known at that time.
Hughes, which was then a defense contractor, wasn't interested in developing a device to speed up checkout lines, but Week says that didn't stop Meyer, an incurable inventor with 50 patents to his name.
He was very instrumental in helping other inventors get patents and was enthusiastic about encouraging them to file for patents, even though they weren't always in the Hughes Aircraft Company main product line. And that was the case with the price scanner.
John Meyer wasn't the only one working on a scanner. Another inventor, Joseph Woodland, patented his own device using an incandescent light bulb. Maybe an even more remarkable achievement than the inventions, though, was getting grocers to install the scanners at a cost of around $10,000 apiece, and getting manufacturers to surrender valuable packaging space for those barcodes. It was the kind of chicken-and-egg challenge common to new technologies. Kelly Kramer of the NCR Corporation says the first commercial scanner went into service in 1974 at the Marsh Supermarket in Troy, Ohio.
The first item that was scanned in that store was a pack of Wrigley's, I believe it was Juicy Fruit gum, and the rest, as they say, is history. Instead of the usual click-click and whir-whir of the cash register, customers at that time heard a new sound, a beep, from the barcode scanner. And of course, that's the sound that we're all mostly familiar with now when we visit the grocery store or discount stores.
Today, only the most veteran cashiers can remember a time when prices were still rung up by hand. By 1992, scanners had become so much a part of daily life, the first President Bush was criticized as out of touch when the New York Times reported, perhaps unfairly, that he was amazed by the sight of one. For most Americans, scanners had gone from revolutionary to routine, though NCR's Kramer says they still make a big difference for businesses that use them.
Initially, of course, grocery stores looked at it as a way to speed up the checkout and save a little bit of time. But very soon, they determined that there were a lot of advantages to barcode scanners being able to collect detailed information on the products that they were selling, and this helped them improve their inventory management systems.
In fact, scanners are now used to keep track of far more than just groceries. The Uniform Code Council, which assigns barcodes, estimates some 5 billion are scanned every day. The codes now show up almost everywhere, including computers and office equipment at the former Hughes Research Laboratories, where John Meyer did his inventing. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.